a new radio program sponsored by Campana. Grand Hotel, listen for it. Listen to it. Coming soon. The First Nighter Program, a copyrighted feature coast-to-coast over 214 stations, presented by Campana, the makers of Solidaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. It's theater time on the Great White Way, and tonight there'll be a fashion parade of First Nighters heading for the premiere at the Little Theater off Times Square. Yes, top hats and tails, mink coats and sables will mingle in the theater foyer as the newsreel cameras photograph the celebrities who always turn out for an opening on Broadway. Let's not miss a minute of the excitement. It's just a short show. Shall we start? Up Broadway, across 42nd Street, and there ahead at the hub of theaterland is the Little Theater. Well, here we are.
Grand Hotel is coming soon, a new radio program. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've just time for a quick glance at tonight's program. The title of this evening's play is Oh Say Can You See, written by Anthony Wayne. And I understand that it's not only an hilarious part, but that it's especially entertaining because of its timeliness. In the star part is Barbara Luddy, First Nighter's versatile and talented leading lady. Playing opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Olin Soleil. In support of this famous pair is an all-star cast. The play, by the way, is pure fiction and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, before first curtain, let's listen to the famous First Nighter Theater Orchestra. First curtain, the house lights are out, and here's the play.
Muggles! Hey, Muggles!
Where is that guy?
Hey, Muggles!
You want me, Doc?
Of course. What are you doing?
I listened to a swing record, and 4 years that high.
Yeah, well, never mind that. Are you going to help me test my radium eye machine tonight?
Oh, sure thing, Doc. You know, I can't listen to any of that swing music without I just... dance all over.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm a Nicky for sure.
Well, come on now. Move this furniture out of the way.
All right. Are you a Nicky, Doc?
I don't know, but I know I don't dance all over.
Oh, sure. I ought to know. You're a jitterbug.
What'd you call me?
Oh, don't get me wrong, Doc. No offensive, Matt. It's a kind of an endearing term. Jitterbugs is swing steps without scat and go, see?
Yeah, I get it. Now, look, I want that chair placed directly in line with the lens.
Yeah, okay. Do you think it's going to work, Doc?
I hope so. This will be an improvement on the X-ray and the fluoroscope. Now, I'm going to get behind the machine and look. And you move that chair as I direct you.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Now, let's see. Move it a little bit to the right, Muggles.
A little to the right. Mm-hmm. How's this?
Whoa, that's it.
Now,
a little bit forward. Yeah, right there. Fine. It's focused perfectly.
Say, Doc, you'll really be in the door if this machine will show up all the veins and muscle and lineaments in the body, huh?
Well, I hope so. George has been awfully patient with me.
Yeah, she's a good dame, all right.
Well, I think everything's ready now to try it out, Muggles. I'll just try the electricity once, see if it's connected.
Huh?
What'd you say, Muggles?
Nothing. I was just kind of swinging with the current.
Well, I think we're about ready to...
Hey, there's a doorbell. You suppose you got a patient?
No, that's George. I'll let her in.
Oh. Visu ain't my baby. The way you
well, Muggles, you're certainly going to town there.
Me? Yeah, a few minutes and I'd have thrown myself right out the window.
Well, this is a big test, isn't it, Freddy?
Yes, and if it doesn't work now, Georgia, you better forget me.
Don't be silly, it is going to work. It's greater than the X-ray machine. That'll mean so much to the world.
That's right, Miss Georgia. I'm always telling the doc, don't be a pessimist. Be an optometrist.
All right, Muggles, I'll try.
Well, let's start. This suspense is killing me.
Okay. Get in the chair, Muggles.
Okay.
And sit still now. Don't move a muscle.
Can I even wiggle my toe?
No, All right. Here we go.
Freddie, you turned it off. You don't mean it.
Oh, I'm a failure. It's a complete washout.
Oh, no, Freddie.
Couldn't you even see the cords in my neck, Doc?
No, it was just a blank. I couldn't see a single thing.
Oh, dear.
I thought, sure, I... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
This lever, that's what was the matter.
You mean it should be up?
Well, sure, that exposes the radium rays. No wonder it didn't work.
I'll try it again, quick, Freddie.
Yeah, sure. Now, hold still, Muggles. Don't move.
Okay, okay.
How about it, Freddie?
No, it's still the same.
Oh, something must be wrong, Freddie.
Sure, the whole thing's wrong. It was just a cockeyed idea.
No, it isn't.
I can't perfect it, Georgia. You might as well forget me. We'll never be able to get married.
Now, listen here. I have faith in you, Freddie. And if I have to wait for you the rest of my life, that's okay with me.
Georgie, you're the real thing. Hey, where'd Margaret go?
No place. He's still... Oh, no, he isn't.
Well, I'm still here.
Who said that?
That was Muggles.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah, but he's... Hey, where are you, Muggles?
Where? Well, I'm right in this chair. The only muscle I'm moving is my tongue.
But he isn't there, Freddie. You can see there's no one in the chair.
Of course. Now listen, Muggles. Quit the horseplay and stop hiding.
Hiding? Now listen, Doc. You're hurting my feelings. Here I am parked right in here in this chair, and you deny my very subsistence.
Freddie, there's something strange about this.
Yes, I'll say there is. Listen, Muggles, do you see Miss Georgia and me standing here?
Of course.
Well, what am I doing now?
You're scratching your left ear.
He's in this room, Georgia.
Why can't we see him?
Muggles.
Yes?
Get out of the chair and walk over here and slap me on the back.
I hear footsteps.
Look, Doc, I don't get this. You want I should give you a love tap or should I slow you?
I want to feel it.
Okay. You wish for
it. Georgia, there's no doubt about it.
I'm scared.
Muggles, pick up that book on the table and give it to Miss Georgia.
Sure thing.
Freddie, look, that book is floating through space.
Yeah.
Here you are, Miss Georgia.
Ooh, it's just dangling right here in front of me.
Now, don't be frightened, Georgia. Do you know what's happened?
I know Roger's thesaurus is perched out there in midair.
Georgia, Muggles is invisible.
Why, sir, I'm what?
Freddie, you mean he's dead?
No. There's something in the combination of that radium ion machine that's made him invisible.
But I never heard of such a thing.
No, neither has anyone else. Georgia, don't you see? I've stumbled onto something that's bigger than we ever dreamed of. A machine to make men invisible.
Invisible? Hey, listen, this is very embarrassing. What's my girl going to think of me this way?
Oh, Freddie, this is weird. It's just unnatural. It frightens me.
Yeah, but think of it, Georgia. Why, I could rule the world with this machine. That's it. An invisible army. Think what it would mean in the war. The enemy would be terrified. They wouldn't know what to shoot at.
Well, I know what you can shoot at, Doc. You get me back in my flesh for my date tomorrow night.
Georgia, we're going to Washington. I'm going to offer this to the government. It's my duty as an American.
Our announcer is talking with a young lady who looks very worried. Let's listen.
And I tell you, it all adds up that I have the world's worst complexion.
A perfect case for solitaire cake makeup. I'll show you. Let's take your complexion faults one at a time.
All right. My complexion is sallow and rough.
Oh, that's simple for solitaire. Sponge on solitaire with its rich lanolin content. And in a minute, you have the kind of creamy, smooth, honey-colored complexion you've always wanted. And remember, solitaire lasts for hours without retouching.
How about the little lines around my eyes and these blemishes?
With solitaire, they become your secret.
Say, this is interesting. But would I look made up?
Why, my dear young lady, don't you know that solitaire is the cake makeup that looks naturally lovely, even in bright sunlight?
I'm getting encouraged. Don't forget, I have a dry skin. What about that?
Ever heard of lanolin?
Well, of course. My favorite night cream has lanolin in it.
Well, solitaire is a special blend of fine, windblown face powder and pure, rich lanolin. See why solitaire is the cake makeup that's good for your skin?
Why, Mr. Announcer, solitaire has solved all of my complexion problems. Believe me, solitaire goes first on tomorrow's shopping list.
Yes, solitaire solves many makeup problems, brings exquisite new beauty to any woman. If you've always wanted the creamy smoothness of a cake makeup, but have hesitated because it might be drying or might cake and look unnatural, try solitaire. It's a lanolin-rich cake makeup that's good for your skin, that looks naturally lovely always. Only 60 cents for a large compact. Only 25 cents for a handy purse size.
Fairview will see you now, Dr.
Slade. Thank you. Come on, Georgia. Muggles.
Are you sure you want me along?
Yeah, absolutely. I need moral support.
What about me, Doc?
Well, I think you're the immoral support. Come on. Mr. Fairview?
Yes, and you're Dr. Slade?
Yes. This is my assistant, Miss Baker.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
And me, I'm Muggles. What was that?
That's what I came to talk to you about.
But I heard a queer-sounding voice say something.
Maybe Mike.
There it is again.
Muggles, will you shut up?
Okay, but if he thinks my voice is queer, you ought to put his in front of the mirror.
Dr. Slade, what's going on here?
That's what I wanted to explain.
Well, let me tell you, I represent a man who represents a man in the War Department. And if you try anything, one touch of this bell will bring a detachment of wax.
Please don't be concerned, Mr. Fairview. Dr. Slade has an invention that will revolutionize modern warfare.
Oh, yes, 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 I know. So has everyone else that comes in here.
What is a fact?
Well, come. What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's a radium eye machine that'll make human beings invisible.
Yes, it's just like everything else. What did you say?
I can do it. I can make men invisible.
Miss Baker, is this man in his right mind?
Every word he says is true. I've seen him do it.
If you don't believe it, look at me. That voice. That awful voice.
Well, let me explain. The voice you hear is that of my assistant. He's alive and standing right here in this room.
And in my underwear, if you want to know the truth.
What?
Well, as long as I'm invisible, why suffer with the heat?
Well, now listen here. My nerves can't stand this any longer.
But I want to offer my invention to the War Department.
Your invention? I think you're a crackpot.
How dare you? He's a genius.
Genius? Why, he's the man's a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist?
Oh, but you said. Are you going to let him call you that, Doc?
But you don't understand.
I understand, all right. I understand you're a pair of charlatans, mountebanks. Now get out, get out.
But you've got to let me show you my invention.
Get out, I say, or I'll call a detachment of something.
Say, are you a Nicky or a jitterbug?
Now, don't you trick me. Get out, I say, get out.
Go on. I'll bet you're an anesthetic dancer.
Freddie, do you really think Dr. Burnside will come here tonight?
The senator, sure. He's up for re-election. In the fall, he'd balance turnips on his nose for two votes.
But it's 6:30 now.
Well, he promised he'd be here. Now, don't give up.
He swings a lot of influence in Washington.
He swings, huh? What's the name of his band?
Now, listen, Muggles. Hey, Muggles, where are you?
I'm sitting in this chair.
Yeah, well, keep your mouth shut tight. We've got to have Senator Burnside's support if we're going to sell this.
There he is now.
Yeah. Well, you wait here. I'll let him in.
Keepers, my gal is sure sorting me, Miss Georgia.
I'm sorry, Muggles.
She says I'm like a sirloin steak. She hears about me, but she never sees me.
Senator, I'm certainly glad you're able to come. Senator Burnside, this is my assistant, Miss Baker.
How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
Now, if you'll just have this chair, Senator.
Yes, of course. Now, you understand, I'm in a very... What was that?
What was that?
Somebody get that chair shoved me right out.
Sorry, folks, it was me.
What?
It's nothing, Senator, really. I'll explain in just a moment.
Yes, well, no, sorry. You for dinner at the Russian Embassy.
Well, you'll remember I told you in your office the other day how I happened onto this discovery.
Yes, good.
Well, there's the machine.
You'd have me believe that contraption renders men invisible?
It does, Senator.
I can prove it to you.
Well, go ahead. That's what I'm here for.
Do you remember my telling you about my assistant, Muggles?
Yes.
All right. He's here in this room, standing right beside you.
Eh? Where?
Now listen. Muggles, I want you to take the senator's hat and cane and put them over on that table.
Sure thing, Doc. I'll just take those.
My hat! My word, that's floating across the room.
Right to the table.
I'll see here. What sort of chicanery is this?
Senator, there's an invisible man here in this room with us. He took your things.
I don't believe you. This is trickery.
Very well. You sit in front of the machine, and I'll make you invisible.
No, you'll do no such thing.
All right, then. I'll give you a demonstration. Georgia, bring in that pig, will you?
Yes.
I'll get the machine ready. You know, Senator, two foreign governments have approached me for this invention already.
Yes. With money we loaned them, I bet. Well, doctor, if all you say is true, I'll help you. Even though the War Department says it now. But I must have proof.
Here's the picture.
Yeah, fine. Now, Senator, satisfy yourself that this is a real live cake.
Yes, I can see that.
All right. It's on the table. I'll turn on the electricity, pull the lever, and look.
The pig's gone.
Not gone. It's invisible. Listen, I'll poke it.
But that's unbelievable. It's astounding. It's phenomenal.
No, it's invisible.
And, Doctor, you say that this will render human beings the same way.
There's no doubt of it.
What a terrifying weapon. That it'd win the war overnight. Why, man, no one had believed this unless he saw it with his own eyes.
But that's been the trouble. No one had let him demonstrate it.
It would create a sensation. It would be in every newspaper in the country. Listen, this is important enough for me to do something that's never been done before in history.
Yes, what's that?
I'll call for volunteers and arrange for a demonstration on the floor of the Senate.
Senator Burnside has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Gentlemen of the Senate, you are all aware of the unusual request I made the other day. At that time, I explained the details of this stupendous discovery that is capable of changing the political face of the world. Here in front of you is the machine in question. Over here is a man who has volunteered to sit before the machine so that you may see an actual demonstration. Before your very eyes, that man will become invisible. Go ahead, Dr. Slate.
Thank you, Senator.
I'll sit out here with my colleague.
Yes, Senator. All right, my man. Will you sit over here in front of the machine, please? That's it. Thank you.
Everything set, Doc?
Yeah. Are the cholestatic coils warm?
All warmed up.
Okay. Now we'll switch the current on.
Pull the lever.
Gone with the wind, all right, Doc. Listen to that.
Muggle.
What?
Look. Do you see what I see?
What?
Look.
Woo. Jeepers. The senators have all disappeared.
Yes. Something went wrong with the machine.
Yeah. The senators are certainly raw blanks, ain't they?
Let's follow our announcer through the intermission crowd in the lobby.
Mr. Announcer, I should be greeting you with an Indian war whoop or a big ug, ug.
Don't tell me you're Pocahontas.
No, but I am a redskin. You know, red hands, chapped legs, rough arms and elbows.
Oh, perfect raw material for Campana Cream Bomb.
Raw material is right. Red and rough and raw.
Not if you use Campana Cream Bomb. That's the lotion that keeps your hands soft and smooth in spite of housework and chilly weather.
You mean you don't have to have red hands if you do housework?
Of course not. Use Campana Cream Bomb regularly, and you can have satin smooth skin in spite of washing and laundry and housework.
Now, look it. I've tried ever so many lotions, and they just won't keep my hands smooth. Why do you think Campana Cream Bomb will?
Young lady, I don't just think I know. You see, Campana Cream Bomb is the new lotion with lanolin. And lanolin, you know, is wonderful for dry skin. For skin robbed of its natural oils by soapy water or exposed to cold weather or dry indoor heat.
Really?
Sure. Scientists say lanolin comes closer to duplicating the natural functions of the skin's own oil than anything else.
Well, I guess I won't be a red skin after all.
Yes, thousands of women have found that this new lotion with lanolin, Campana Cream Bomb, keeps their skin extra soft and satin smooth. Get a bottle for your beauty kit tomorrow. It's Campana Cream Bomb in the yellow and white carton. However, if your skin is extra dry or extra sensitive, ask for original Campana Bomb in the green and white carton.
Who's there?
Who's speaking to me? I see no one.
Neither do I.
But you sound like Senator Burnside.
Now, stop temporizing. I wish to see Dr. Slade immediately.
Sure, sure. Come in. Well, it's one hunk of fresh air to another. How are you, Senator?
Get the doctor.
Yeah, oh, yes. Miss Georgia, this is the senator that you don't see here. He wants to make talk with Doc.
I'll call him right away. Freddy!
You know, that was too bad what happened to the Senate the other day. Busted Doc's machine.
I can hardly restrain my grief.
Yeah, don't work no more, and he can't fix it.
Senator Burnside?
Yes. Standing here beside this chair, since you can't see me.
Won't you sit down?
I will not. I want to know what you're going to do about this. Do you realize that the entire Senate of the United States is invisible?
Yes, I know all that.
Do you realize what a catastrophe this is to the nation?
Well, gosh, I'm awfully sorry about it.
Sorry? Sorry? Does your being sorry restore us to the sight of the voters? Do you know we're all coming up for re-election this fall?
Well, maybe it'll wear off by then.
Maybe. Don't you know?
No, I don't. Muggles has been this way for 2 months now.
Oh, great Scott. What chance have we got of being re-elected if the voters can't see us?
Think what a break it is for the voters, though.
Young man, it's only by the exertion of superhuman willpower that the senators restrain themselves from tearing you apart bodily.
Well, it wasn't Freddy's fault. He didn't know the machine was going to go haywire.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
What can I do?
Discover something to make us visible again.
Well, I'll try.
You'll have to. This whole nation, the whole world's talking about this. We're the laughingstock of humanity.
Well, I think what humanity needs is a good laugh.
Now, that's enough out of you, young lady. This nation's in chaos. And the Senate disappears. What could be worse?
I could think of something better.
Then what's that?
Having the House disappear, too.
Well, really, Senator, I'll work day and night. I'll do everything in my power to find something that'll restore you all to view.
Very well. But for heaven's sake, Doctor, do it before election.
Hurry up, operator, for Pete's sake. Get the call through to my paper, will you, please? Hello. Hello, boss. Hello, boss. Stop everything. Grab this quick. It'll knock the mask head off the paper. Listen, the Supreme Court has just denied the existence of the U.S. Senate. What you can't see doesn't exist, they say. No law passed by the Senate in the last 3 months is any good. That means that nothing passed by the House is effective either. Think of it. No new laws. No more investigations.
X-ray, read all about it. Supreme
Court decides Senate is invisible and
unconstitutional. American troops take
900 more towns, 6 more islands. Get
the paper.
Muggles? Hey, Muggles.
You calling me, Doc?
Yes, what are you doing?
Listening to him swing John Brown's body.
Huh? Who's swinging a body?
Benny Goodman over the radio. Boy, it's a hot arrangement, too. So you can do that.
Yeah, well, never mind. Help me here.
Are you still trying to mix up something that'll make these senators visible?
Muggles, it's been 5 weeks now. I've got to.
Yeah, but here you are, hid off from everybody, working all the time.
I know, but the senators are nearly crazy. Here, hold this test tube.
Sure. You know, I don't mind being invisible anymore. I just walk into the movies free. I ride the streetcars for nothing. I suppose I'd be in trouble if I got appendicitis, though, huh?
Hold the tube still.
Yeah, all right.
Look at it. Muggles, I think I found the antidote.
You mean this'll make us all the same as we used to be?
Well, drink that and see.
Oh, please, Doc.
Go ahead. You've got to.
Well, okay, if you say so. Here goes. There it is. All gone. You ought to mix that stuff with root beer, though.
Now, hold still.
Hey, Doc. Look. Look at my feet.
You're coming back. Your legs are becoming visible. It works.
Oh, jeepers.
Look out. I got to take this to the senators immediately.
Freddy, where are you going?
I found the antidote. Look out.
Oh, he's in a hurry, ain't he?
Why, Muggles, I can see you. Standing there in your underwear. Well, what's happened?
Well, it's something the doc mixed up. He's taking it up to the senators. Say, I am in my underwear, ain't I?
But where's your head?
Well, it's... A what?
Everything's visible but your head.
Where's the mirror? Well, what do you know about that?
Oh, Muggles, you look so silly.
Yeah, well, I never did have a head for figures anyway.
Oh, Muggles.
What?
The senator will come back the same way, bodies with no head.
They'll certainly be the most dignified body in the world then, won't they?
There's a bunch of the boys trying to get ahead.
Read all about it. Bond sales skyrocketing. No strikes for 5 minutes. Labor loves capital. Capital loves communism. Republicans love PAC. Senators still looking for their heads.
Hi, Muggles. Where's Freddy?
Doc, he's in the back room, worrying.
Worrying? Mm. Hasn't he seen the newspaper?
No, he won't even go out of the house. He figures he's ruined.
Why, the big chump. Freddy! Freddy!
Yes, what do you want?
Come here.
Oh, George, I'm ashamed to look at you.
What for?
Well, I thought someday I might be a success and we could be married. But I made a mess of everything.
You know what you're talking about.
Of course, election's only 4 weeks off, and look what I've done to the Senate.
Well, I should think they'd like it. You don't have to shave, brush your teeth, comb your hair, wash behind your ears. I haven't had such a good time since I was a baby.
Freddie Slade, if you'd get out of this house, you'd know what was going on. Have you heard the war's nearly over?
The war? You mean we've won?
Almost. We're 10 miles from Berlin. We've invaded Japan.
My gosh, how did it happen so fast?
You're responsible. Congress hasn't been able to do anything for 6 months but pester the president. So with the politicians busy, the Army and Navy could finish up the war.
George, you're not kidding me.
Kidding you, darling? Look at this paper.
Let me see. Booming Slade for next president of the United States. President? Georgia, that doesn't mean me.
Nobody else, honey.
Well, why didn't somebody tell me this? Why, Georgia, we can be married.
I haven't been asked yet.
Oh, precious, would you be my first lady of the land?
Oh, Freddy.
Say, Doc.
Yeah?
If you're president, would you do something for me?
Anything at all, Muggles. What do you want to be?
Me? I'd like to be Secretary of Slade.
Before we move out of the theater, let me remind you to tune in again next week at the same time when Campana will present another original three-act play. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. First Nighter.
Good night.
Watch your local radio columns for the news about Grand Hotel, a new Campana program coming soon.
The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Men, if you like to leave your house in the morning with a face that's really refreshed and well-groomed, try Dresskin, spelled D-R-E-S-K-I-N. Dresskin is Campana's famous aftershave lotion, a cool, clear, tingling liquid that gives your face a million-dollar finish. Ask for Dresskin at your druggist. 50 cents and $1 a bottle. This is Mutual.